الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام الأتمان الأكملان على محمد رسول الله سيد الأولين والآخرين وإمام الأنبياء والمرسلين والشافع المشفع يوم الدين والرحمة المهداة للخلق أجمعين وعلى آله الطيبين وأزواجه الطاهرات أمهات المؤمنين وصحابته الغر الميامين وبالأخص منهم خلفائه الأربعة الراشدين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي ومن استنى بسنتهم واهتدى بهديهم إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات. Dear brothers and sisters, you are, may Allah Ta'ala greet you and welcome you. And you are welcome to this fourth session of the implementation of Aqeedah in our lives. Or if you wish, you can call it Aqeedah and Life. حياكم الله أيها الإخوة والأخوات إلى هذا اللقاء المتجدد من لقاءات العقيدة والحياة، وبين يدينا أربعة محاور. And we have today four topics. We have today four topics. That we are going to talk about, inshallah. أما المحور الأول, as for the top four, first topic, فهو العقيدة والسنة. It is عقيدة and سنة. وأما المحور الثاني فهو العقيدة وولاة الأمور. As for the second محور or the second topic, it is the عقيدة and the rulers. And the third aqeedah is the aqeedah, والثالث العقيده والامر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. It is the aqeedah and enjoining of good and forbidding the evil. الامر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر. واما المحور الرابع من محاور لقائنا اليوم فهو العقيده والمنهج. And as for the fourth is the aqeedah عن منهج. والسبب في تأخير العقيدة والمنهج إلى الرأي الأخير هو أن ما يأتي من المحاور في اللقاء القادم هو يتعلق مباشرة بهذا المحور وهو المنهج، وإن كان حتى ما قبلها فهي أيضا من المنهج. Although what precedes this topic, the fourth topic, the Aqeedah and Manhaj, although what came before it was also related to it, but I decided to put it the last just because what is coming in the next week, inshallah, of the topics is all related to this topic, which is the Manhaj. Naam. Amma al-Aqeedah wa sunnah. As for the Aqeedah and Sunnah, فهما متلازمتان. They are all joined together. فإن الله عز وجل قد أخبر بذلك في كتابه العزيز رضي الله. The Almighty, the Exalted, have told us about that in his noble book. قال تعالى قل إن كنتم تحبون الله فاتبعوني يحببكم الله ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم والله غفور رحيم. هذه سورة آل عمران آية 31. الله تعالى said, O Muhammad, say, O Muhammad, if you say, if you really love Allah, meaning that you do what you do sincerely for the sake of Allah, then follow me, Allah will love you and forgive your sins, and Allah is all forgiver, all merciful. فالله عز وجل قد بين أن العلاقة بين العقيدة والسنة حتمية لازمة ولا يمكن الفصل بينهما. Allah Ta'ala has clarified that the relationship between the Aqeedah and the Sunnah is essential and no one can separate between them. وقد جاء في الحديث الذي رواه جمع من أهل العلم وصححه جمع أيضا and in the hadith which is reported by number of أهل العلم and authenticated by number of them to وهو حديث العرباض بن سارية الحديث بالعرباض بن سارية قال صلى بنا رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ذات يوم and he said that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم led us in the prayer one day ثم أقبل علينا بوجه and then he turned his face towards us فوعظنا موعظة بليغة and he gave us a موعظة strike, a very beneficial strike, very emotional and effective. نعفت من العيون يعني من أثرها ووجلت منها القلوب أي خافت لما جاء فيها. The eyes teared because of it, because of this reminder of strike. And the hearts feared because of what they said in it. فَقَالَ طَائِلٌ يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ Someone said, O Messenger of Allah, كَأَنَّ هَذِهِ مَوْعِظَةٌ مُوَدِّعٍ فَمَا تَعْهَدُ إِلَيْنَا. He said that it is like an advice or a reminder of someone who is leaving this world. So what do you recommend us to do or recommend for us to do? والشاهد ما يأتي بعد قليل. And what is the part that we brought this hadith for here
is coming inshallah soon. قال أوصيكم بتقوى الله. He said, I advise you or recommend you to maintain تقوى الله, to fear Allah all the time. والسمع والطاعة, يعني لولاة الأمور, meaning, and he said, and to listen and obey, meaning to the rulers. وإن عبدا حبشيا, وإن عبدا حبشيا, يعني وإن كان هذا الذي يسمع له ويطاع هو عبد حبشي. He said, even if he is a slave from Abyssinia or from Ethiopia today. فإنه من يعش منكم بعدي فسير اختلافا كثيرا. As for he, the one who's going to live after me, he's going to see a lot of changes. وما يأتي الآن هو محل الشاهد. And what comes now, what follows now, is the reason why we brought the hadith here. قال فعليكم بسنتي وسنة الخلفاء المهديين الراشدين تمسكوا بها وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ وإياكم ومحدثات الأمور فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة جاء برواية وكل ضلالة في النار. نعم. هنا يتبين لنا, here we can see, بالإضافة إلى ما تقدم من آية آل عمران, along with the آية we mentioned earlier, the آية of سورة آل عمران, أن السنة لازمة ولا يمكن للمسلم أن يتخلى عن السنة. Here, this ayah of Surah Al-Imran and this hadith shows and proves that the sunnah and the aqidah are linked together. No one can separate between them. وهذا الحديث رواه الإمام الترمذي وأبو داود وابن عبد البر والحاكم وابن حبان والبغوي والمنذري وصححه جمع من أهل العلم منهم ابن تيمية وابن باز والألباني والبغوي والمنذري والحاكم وابن حبان وابن عبد البر والترمذي, كل هؤلاء صححوه. This hadith was reported by Imam الترمذي, أبو داود, الحاكم, ابن حبان, البغوي, المنذري and ابن عبد البر. And authenticated by Tirmidhi, Ibn Hibban, Al-Baghawi, Al-Mundhiri, Ibn Abdul Barr, Ibn Taymiyyah, Ibn Baz, and Al-Bani. والحديث واضح الدلالة على أنه لا بد من التسليم لسنة الرسول الكريم عليه الصلاة والسلام. And the hadith clarifies that the sunnah is linked to the aqidah. And we cannot separate between them. بل الواجب أن نأخذها كما هي. However, we يعني it is obligatory upon us to take it as is. من دون أي تغيير, without any changes. لما جاء وقد جاء أيضا وقد جاء أيضا من حديث عبيد الله بن أبي رافع عن أبيه أبي رافع مخرج عند الترمذي في كتاب العلم وابو داود السنة وابن ماجه في المقدمة وأحمد المسند. This hadith which is reported by Imam al-Tirmidhi in his book al-Sunan, in the book of Ilm, Abu Dawud in his book al-Sunan, in the book of al-Sunnah, Ibn Majah in his book al-Sunan, in the Muqaddimah, the introduction, and Imam Ahmad in the Musnad. والحديث قد صححه جمع من أهل العلم الألباني رحمه الله الجميع. قد رواه الأجري في الشريعة وأبو داود والترمذي والطبراني الكبير الحاكم في المستدرك وابن عبد البر في التمهيد والبغوي في شرح السنة واللالكائي في شرح الاعتقاد أصول اعتقاد أهل السنة والجماعة وقال الترمذي هذا حديث حسن صحيح وقال الحاكم صحيح على شرط الشيخين وقال البغوي هذا حديث حسن وقال الألباني رحمه الله الجميع إسناده صحيح كما في المشكاه. هذا حديث is also reported by Imam Ajurri in the Sharia, Abu Dawood as we say in Tirmidhi, Al-Tabarani in his book Al-Kabir, Al-Hakim in the Mustadrak, Ibn Abdul Bar in his book Al-Tamheed, Al-Baghawi in his book Sharh Al-Sunnah, Al-Lalakai in his book Sharh Usul I'tiqad Al-Sunnah. And Tirmidhi said that this hadith is Hasan Sahih. And Hakim said it is sahih upon the condition of the Shaykhain, Bukhari Muslim. Baghawi said this hadith is Hasan, and Imam Albani said it is authentic as in his book Al-Mishkah. May Allah be merciful with them all. يقول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says in this hadith, لا ألفين أحدكم متكئا على أريكته يبلغه الأمر عني فيقول لم أجد هذا في كتاب الله عز وجل. على إني جاء في لفظ آخر عند أبي داود على إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه على إني أوتيت القرآن ومثله معه. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, should I not see any one of you, should I not find any one of you sitting leaning to his couch receiving the command from me or the hadith, meaning the hadith of the hadith of Rasulullah sallam, and then he says, we did not find that in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal. Nay, but I was given the book and similar to it with it, meaning the Sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. إذن هذا يبين لنا أهمية أو علاقة السنة بالعقيدة. نجمع بين هذه الآية, آية آل عمران, وحديث الأرباب بن سارية عليكم بسنتي وحديث أبي رافع لا أنفين أحدكم. So this clarifies that the Sunnah and Aqidah are linked together. The Sunnah and the Aqidah are linked together. As يعني in the ayah of Surah Ali Imran, and the ayah and the hadith of Al-Arbab ibn Sariya and the hadith of Abi Rafi. وقد قال الله عز وجل كما في الآية السابعة من سورة الحشر قال الله تعالى في الآية number 7 of سورة الحشر وما آتاكم الرسول فخذوه وما نهاكم عنه فانتهوا واتقوا الله إن الله شديد العقاب. And whatsoever the messenger brought to you, then take it. And whatsoever he forbade for you, then avoid it and fear Allah. Verily Allah is severe in punishment. إذن هذه تبين لنا أن الإنسان أن المسلم لا يجوز له بحال أن يفصل بين العقيدة والسنة. So this clarifies to us that man cannot by any mean cannot differentiate between the Aqidah and the Sunnah. He cannot differentiate between the Aqidah and the Sunnah. وقد رأينا من حديث أبي رافع أن من أراد التفريق فإنه يصير إلى الخسارة. And we have seen from the hadith of Abu رافع that whosoever tries to separate between the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the Aqidah in general, he will definitely get lost. وقد جاء أيضا في الحديث وقد جاء أيضا في الحديث المخرج في الصحيحين من حديث أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه ذلك حديث آخر جاء في الحديث كل أمتي يدخلون الجنة إلا من أبى. قيل ومن يأبى يا رسول الله؟ قال من أطاعني دخل الجنة ومن عصاني فقد أبى. عيسى صلى الله عليه وسلم سيد أذن الحديث all of my ummah will enter the Jannah except for the one who refuses to enter the Jannah. The companion said, O Messenger of Allah, who will refuse to enter the Jannah? He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he whosoever obeys me will enter the Jannah. While the one who disobeys me is the one who refuses, is the one who refuses. And this hadith is reported by Imam al-Bukhari and Muslim. It is reported in Sahih al-Bukhari from the hadith of Abi Hurairah radiallahu anhu. Imam Bukhari said, and the hadith of Imam Bukhari is sahihi. قال حدثنا محمد بن سنان قال حدثنا فليح قال حدثنا هلال بن علي عن عطاء بن يسار عن أبي هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه أن رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم قال ثم ذكر الحديث. ولعلنا الآن نأخذ 10 دقائق أسئلة ثم 10 دقائق راحة لنرجع إن شاء الله. Now إن شاء الله we're gonna get 10 minutes for questions if you have any question, and then we're gonna have another 10 minutes break, and then we come back إن شاء الله تعالى. إذا كان هناك أي أسئلة ونبدأ إن شاء الله تعالى من الأخوة الموجودين على برنامج وزن. We begin إن شاء الله with the brothers and sisters who are joining us on وزن. ثم نأخذ الأخوة من الفالتوك إن شاء الله. And then we get some questions from فالتوك. طيب نبدأ إن شاء الله. نعم يا شيء طيب كان سؤال يا شيخ بارك الله فيك آمين فيكم. Could you explain a little about the Quranian those who deny the Sunnah and claim to be Muslims? نعم we just spoke about them in the Hadith of Abi Rafi that these are called the Quraniyin. the Quraniyun, meaning that they just say that they believe in what is being found in the Quran only. But this is a lie. This is a lie. Why? The Quran says, as I recited for you, the ayah of Surah Al-Hashr, وَمَا أَتَاكُمُ الرَّسُولُ فَخُذُوهُ وَمَا نَهَاكُمْ عَنْهُ فَانْتَهُوا, as well as the ayah of Surah Al-Imran, أَنْ كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِ يَحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهَ. نعم, والله أعلم. I mentioned that just to show you that the Sunnah got to be in our lives. We cannot choose of the Sunnah what we like. No, but we have to take the Sunnah as it came. We do not style it, but we take it as it came. Naam, Allahu A'lam. The question is, says, explain a bit about a hadith regarding someone disobeying someone. I can't understand. Someone disobeying someone. This is not a perfect statement. Ya Sheikh, how do you explain the correct aqidah to family without being rude? So family members are very arrogant and won't take from someone younger. Your nasiha inshallah. Well, first of all, we have to know that guidance is of two types or sides. Guidance called hidayatu al-dilala wal-irshad, meaning to guide someone to the way. Just he told him that this is the way. And this is the duty of every Muslim who has the knowledge of what he is calling the others to. Then mainly it is the duty of the messengers and the narrators, the scholars. But the other type of guidance, which Allah Ta'ala denied it even for Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, when he said to him, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتْ, that is the guidance of turning the heart from batil to haq. That is only to Allah. Here you only can ask Allah, you can make dua only. That's all that you can do for your family members after you present to them the evidences and proofs of what they are doing is wrong, and the right proper thing is this. Naam, wallahu alam. Naam, su'al from the Baal Talk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Assalamu wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Ya Shaykh, what about the present rulers when they are not ruling by what Allah and His Messenger has commanded? That is a good question which I expected to see. And this was already answered by the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And this we are going to see inshallah when we speak about the Aqidah and Wulatul Umur, the rulers, which is the third topic of today inshallah. Naam. Okay. Sheikh, is it calling oneself Salafi? Is it calling oneself Salafi correct or wrong? No, it is 100% correct. if he is Abun Salafiyya. It's not like calling yourself Muslim. It is correct if you are Abun Islam. Naam? If someone calls himself Muslim but he is Abun yani worshipping the graves or worshipping the awliya or worshipping the jinn, then he is not he's not Muslim, even if he calls himself Muslim from here until the devil's watching. It's not going to change the fact. And same thing, someone who innovates, like for example the Brahmins and these people, they call death openly, and they say that they are Ahl Sunnah. Well, they are Ahl Sunnah, and of course they are definitely not. Now, one other question from the Pal Talks is, what do you say to the one who is learned in the deen? Thus, he says, what do you say to the one who is learned? And the deen, thus he says, he is upon the Quran and Sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf, of the Sahaba, but says, I am not a Salafi. I say, if he means that, oh, I'm not yani linked to somebody or some group who's yani, that's what if he is in reality upon the Quran and the Sunnah as the understanding of the Sahaba, then he must be Salafi because he is following his Salaf. What is Salaf means? The predecessors, the pious predecessors. And the Sahaba, the head of the Salaf al-Saleh. So, whether he, says he's Salafi or not, he's Abu Salafi. But it is not obligatory Abu Wan to say I'm Salafi. But one who says he's Salafi, and he is really Salafi, he's Abu Salafiya, meaning he's following the pious brothers and sisters, then no harm on him, Allah alam. Last question, inshallah, and then we take a break. So, Aqeedah is the how we believe, and the Sunnah is following the way of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Is it right? It is right. The Aqeedah is how to believe, and the Sunnah the Sunnah is to follow the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in your belief, in your worship, in your relationship, and all of your entire life. And now, inshallah, we break for another 10 minutes, and then we come back, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. So we are now with the second topic of today, and it seems that we are not going to finish them all today, but inshallah we'll try. But remember this hadith, ikhwan, ayat, and maybe statements of ulama that we bring. Remember them, and if you can write them down so we can, inshallah ta'ala, answer the questions later in the quiz. We said that inshallah الأمر الثاني أو المحور الثاني من محاور هذا اللقاء هو العقيدة وولاة الأمور. هذا ما كان يسأل عنه من the topic now is about the Aqeedah and the rulers and the rulers, and this is the question of I may just see who was asking this question earlier. Anyway, it is a question because it's a question raised earlier. Now I'm asking about the rulers of today, the Muslim rulers today, who do not use the Sharia, who do not use the Sharia for their ruling. أولا, first of all, يجب أن نعلم أن الله عز وجل الذي شرع لنا هذا الدين هو الذي أمرنا أن نقيم هذه الأمور. We have to know that Allah, who legislated to us this deen, this religion, is the one who commanded us to fulfill these things. نعم. فقد جاء عن أبي هريرة رضي الله عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال من أطاع الأميرة فقد أطاعني ومن عصى الأميرة فقد عصاني. نعم. من أطاع الأميرة فقد أطاعني ومن أطاعني فقد أطاع الله ومن عصى الأميرة فقد عصاني ومن عصاني فقد عصى الله. وهذا الحديث رواه البخاري ومسلم. هذا الحديث أبو هريرة رضي الله تعالى عنه, which is reported by البخاري ومسلم. He صلى الله عليه وسلم says, he whoever obeys the Amir, the ruler, then he had obeyed me, and who obeys me is one who is obeying Allah. And he, whoever disobeys the Amir, the ruler, then he disobeys me. And he, whoever disobeys me, is a disobedient of Allah. نعم. فهذا الحديث واضح, and this hadith is clear, لو لابد من إطاعة ولاة الأمور. لكن هل يطاع ولي الأمر هل يطاع ولي الأمر حتى في ما هو منكر؟ Is it to obey them? Is it to obey the rulers? Even and what is munkar? What is not from the Sharia or against the Sharia? هذا هو السؤال. This is the question. النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يقول, the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم says, إنما الطاعة في المعروف, إنما الطاعة في المعروف, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق, لا طاعة لمخلوق في معصية الخالق. Verily, obedience is in المعروف, is in المعروف, and المعروف means the what is in the what the Sharia came with, which is either obligatory or permissible. And there is no obedience to any creation in a disobedience of Allah. وهذا الحديث متفق عليه من حديث علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله عنه. And this hadith is agreed upon from the hadith of Ali ibn Abi Talib. May Allah be pleased with him. Then, so this obedience to the rulers, and whatsoever is not a disobedient to Allah. Remember this. تذكروا أنا جيدا يا إخوة. طاعة ولاة الأمور إنما يكون فيما ليس بمعصية لله العزيز الغفور. ولا نقول لا نطيع ولاة الأمور إلا في طاعة الله. نقول هذا خطأ. نطيع ولاة الأمور ما لم يكن في ذلك معصية لله. We never say that we only obey the rulers in what is an obedient to Allah. This is wrong. But we obey the rulers and everything that is not a disobedient to Allah. وهناك فرق بين طاعة الله وبين أو بين نعم بين معصية الله وبين ما ليس بواجب. فإن معصية الله لا تكون إلا بإتيان محرم أو بترك واجب. As the obedience of Allah Ta'ala or the disobedience of Allah cannot be except by committing something forbidden or by abandoning something obligatory or something liked by Allah أو كان أمر مستحبا عند الله محبوبا عند الله. نعم فترك الواجب والمستحب هذا قد يدخل ضمن المعصية. وإن كان المستحب لا يقال عن تركه أنه يدخل ضمن المعصية، لكن المعصية في ترك الواجب. Disobedience is in abandoning what is obligatory or فعل ما هو محرم or committing what is forbidden. ولذلك قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم في الحديث الذي رواه الإمام أحمد في مسند المكثرين. And that's why the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said in the hadith reported by Imam Ahmad in the Musnad of the Mukthirin or those who reported many hadith, إنه سيلي عليكم أمراء تعرفون منهم وتنكرون. Verily, verily there will be rulers who will be upon you. You know from what they do and you wonder of some of what they do. يعني تعرفون أمورا حسنة من أمرهم. Meaning you know something good of them or what they do. وأمورا سيئة تنكرونها. And you will see from them something which is wrong that you which is forbidden. I mean forbidden also. قال وهذا هو محل الشاهد. دائما نرجع إلى هدي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. They said, and this is the important part of the يعني حديث here, that we have to go back to the Sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. قالوا فما تأمرنا يا رسول الله. They said, what you command us to do, O Messenger of Allah? أفلا ننابذهم السيف, يعني نحاربهم نقاتلهم. They said, shall we not raise the swords to their faces, meaning we fire them? قال لا. He said no. أدوا إليهم حقهم واسألوا الله الذي لكم. You give them their right and you ask Allah of what is your right. يعني اسأل الله أن يعوضكم خيرا مما فاتكم من حقكم الذي سلبوكم إياه. هؤلاء الأمراء. It means you ask Allah to provide you something, and provide you whatever thing been taken by these rulers from you. وهذا يعني أنه لا يجوز الخروج على الحكام لا بالقول ولا بالفعل. And this means that it is not permissible to do the khuruj against the rulers, neither by sword nor by anything else. ونحن نعلم أن كثير من الناس لا يعجبه الكلام في مثل هذه الأمور, ولكنه يريد دائما أن يكون الأمر على هواه. But always he wants things to be as he likes. طبعا هذا لا شك أنه خطأ. And of course this is something wrong. نعم. ونرى اليوم في بلدان المسلمين أناس يخرجون على الحكام إما من أجل غلاء الأسعار أو قلة الوظائف أو يتأثرون بأحداث في بعض البلاد الإسلامية ويخرجون على حكامهم يريدون منهم أن يقوموا بفعل شيء. هذا كله ليس من الإسلام في شيء. And we see today many people try to overrule the rulers and they come out and administrations and they destroy the country either for the increase of prices or for not providing enough jobs for the youth or maybe for whatsoever incident takes place in some Muslim countries, and they want their rulers to do something, which is of course all wrong, as you hear the hadith today. And you see the hadith that we mentioned now to you. والنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قد قال كما في الحديث عند البخاري ومسلم لما قالوا له أفلا نبذهم السيف, قال لا إلا أن تروا كفرا بواحا عندكم فيه من الله برهان, عندكم من الله فيه برهان. وفي لفظ آخر عند أحمد قال ما أقاموا فيكم الصلاة. as in the hadith which is reported by Bukhari and Muslim, Isa sallam, when they said, shall we not fight them? Isa sallam said, no. No. Except if you see a very clear kufr from them, that you have a proof from Allah that this is kufr. And another narration which is reported by Ahmad in a Musnad, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, as long as they allow you to pray. ما قاموا فيكم الصلاة يعني لم يمنعوكم الصلاة. It means that they do not stop you from praying. لم يمنعوكم الصلاة بالكلية. It means that they do not forbid salah for you at all. And they say, you can never pray. As long as they don't say that, then there is no valid reason for one to overpower the governors, the rulers. قد جاء عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنه قال يكون بكم أمراء يؤخرون الصلاة عن وقتها. There will be rulers who will come amongst you, they delay the prayer from its time. قالوا فماذا نصنع يا رسول الله؟ قال صلوا في بيوتكم لوقتها ثم صلوا معهم. He said, pray in your houses, pray in your homes at the time of the prayer, and then pray with them. لماذا؟ حتى لا تشفك الدماء. So why is that? Advice of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, so that the blood would not be spoiled and by killing from these rulers. نعم. إذن هذا كله يعطينا أهمية وهي أن أنه لا بد أن نطيع ولاة الأمور. وولاة الأمور على اسمين, أمراء وعلماء. This all will essentially show us that we have to obey the rulers. And the rulers, the ولاة الأمور of two types, rulers and scholars. Rulers and scholars. فإذا رأينا من الأمراء شيئا ننكره أعدنا الأمر إلى العلماء. So whenever we see anything that we do not, if we see anything that we do not know, we have to refer back to the other type of rulers or ulat al-umur, which is the ulama. When we see something that we don't know from the religion, then we will have to return it back to the people of knowledge. كما جاء في سورة النساء في الآية 83, as in the ayah of Surah An-Nisa, ayah 83. يقول الله عز وجل وإذا جاءهم أمر من الأمن أو الخوف أذاعوا به ولو ردوه إلى الرسول وإلى أولي الأمر منهم لعلمه الذين يستنبطونه منهم. ولولا فضل الله عليكم ورحمته لاتبعتم الشيطان إلا قليلا. الله تعالى says in this ayah 83 of Surah An-Nisa, and when there comes to them some matter touching public safety or fear, they make it known, meaning they expose it and spread it through media, and they make it known among the people. But if only they had referred it to the messenger or to those charged with the authority among them, the proper investigators would have understood it from them directly. Had it not been for the grace and mercy of Allah upon you, you would have followed the shaitan, save a few of you. إذن المخرج من هذا هو الرجوع إلى أهل العلم. So the exit of this problem, the way, the safe way of this problem is to turn it back to the people of knowledge. وأما إذا قال الناس كما يقول الجهال من الخوارج كالخوارج وأضرابهم كابن لادن والعولقي وأبو مصعب الزرقاوي وعمر عبد الرحمن وأنور العولقي وفيصل الجمايكي عبد الله فيصل الجمايكي وفيصل عبد الله الجمايكي وغيرهم كثير. إذا لم يرجع الناس إلى العلم ورجع إلى هؤلاء الذين يقولون إن أهل العلم باعوا الدين للحكام، فإن هذا يعني أن الأمة قد ضاعت. If the people do not go back with these major affairs to the ulama of the ummah, and they only listen to these ignorance of the khawarij, the like of Osama bin Laden, أنور العولقي، أبو مصعب الزرقاوي، عمر عبد الرحمن، فيصل الجمايكي، or whosoever the like of these, then the, who say that the scholars have sold the religion for the rulers, and this means that the ummah has already gone astray, gone lost. وهذا يعني أن بسم السلمين أن الله عز وجل ما حقق لنا ما وعدنا. And it necessarily means that Allah Ta'ala did not fulfill what He promised us. أن يحفظ لنا الدين بحفظ العلماء. That He سبحانه وتعالى preserved the deen for us by preserving the علماء. إذن الخلاص من ذلك أن نرجع إلى أهل العلم. So the way to come out of this problem is to go back to أهل العلم. هنا نقف لنأخذ 10 دقائق راحة، عفوا 10 دقائق أسئلة، ثم نواصل إن شاء الله تعالى. أو بعدها نأخذ أيضا مبحث، نأخذ 10 دقائق أخرى ثم مبحث ثم ننهي. And now here we stop for 10 minutes questions and answers, and then we take 10 minutes break, and then we come back for the third topic of today. الأمر المعروف والنهي عن المنكر. نعم والله أعلم. إذا كان هناك أسئلة نأخذ الآن إن شاء الله. If there are any questions, we take it now إن شاء الله. تكون لها علاقة بالموضوع. Questions related to the topic, please. طيب. أول سؤال هنا من الوزب. What is خروج and ولاة الأمور؟ ولاة الأمور، ولاة الأمور are the rulers. These are called ولاة الأمور generally. And the ولاة الأمور of two types: the scholars and the rulers. These are called ولاة الأمور. And ولاة الأمور are the people who are responsible of the affairs of the people of the Ummah. نعم. And the خروج is to fight against them, to fight against them and to speak evil against them or to lie evil about them, against them. نعم. طيب. Why you considered Osama and Al-Zarqawi Khawarij? Because they are Khawarij. We told you the Khawarij are the ones who fought against the Muslim rulers. And Bin Laden from Tobora declared it clearly, saying that he is sending, as he said, Mujahideen to fight against the Saudi government, who he named them non-Muslims. And he even did not obey the ulama. He did not obey the ulama. And he said that the ulama have sold their religion to the rulers for money. So what is he going to be if he is not Khawarij? If he is not Khawarij, then what is he going to be? And he praised those who bombed and exploded in Riyadh and in Mecca and in Medina. So what is he going to be if he is not Khawarij? Now, in your knowledge, I make it sadaqa jariya for you. Ameen, inshallah. I would like to know if we happen to have in a gathering within our family someone who speaks ill about a Muslim leader with regards to, for instance, people kissing his hand and bowing, saying this is kufr. How would we go about approaching this matter and advise this person? Wallahi, no doubt that bowing is forbidden, is haram, but kissing hands is not haram. Kissing hands of the eldest or the people of authority or knowledge, this is not haram, and the ulama has spoken about that. But bowing definitely is haram. Bowing is only for Allah. But here we need to go back to what Ibn Taymiyyah and Ibn Hanbal did. Ibn Hanbal, Imam Ahmad ibn Hanbal, when the ruler said that the Quran is not a speech of Allah, while in the Quran Allah says that this is the speech of Allah. Naam. But Imam Ahmad did not name him kafir. He said we cannot name him kafir. And Ibn Taymiyyah, in regard to the attributes of Allah, the ruler put him in prison and tortured him because he said that Allah is on the throne, settled on the throne, and like that. What he said, if I know any subrogation of mine which is going to be accepted, I will only make it for the Amir, the Khalifa. So we say, Akhi, if this Khalifa is allowing people or forcing people to bow for him, make dua for him that Allah Ta'ala guide him, because if Allah guides him, as Ibn Taymiyyah said, if Allah guides the ruler, the whole ummah will be yani benefited and yani be safe. Allahu A'lam. Right, from Paltok it says, what if you live in a country like the US where the Islamic scholars have no say in what that country's law is? Do you disobey the rulers then? Rulers of what? Of the United States? No, you don't disobey them if it is not something related to the religion. Naam? But if they yani, rule that country in issues of in affairs of life, you have to follow that. You have to follow that. And I say to you, the ulama already said what Rasulullah already said, that you should not live amongst them. But if you decide to live amongst them, then how come you come and speak saying that they do not use the law of Sharia of Islam? They are not Muslims. You're a Muslim and the rulers are not Muslims. So leave that place if you don't want to obey them and whatsoever not related to the Sharia. If it is against the Sharia of Islam, then you don't obey them. Unless if it is something that's going to harm you. Then no. Allah Ta'ala said, إلا من أكره وقلبه مطمئن بالإيمان, except for the one who is forced to speak the kufr but his heart is settled with iman, with faith. نعم الله أعلم. Can you give example of fighting with the rulers when they do kufr? Can you give live example, and also can you Sheikh give reference for the hadith from yesterday if possible, that talk about deviant people as there was not enough time to ask. Which people you mean? Which hadith you mean? The 73 groups or what? But in regard to give live example, I don't see any live example of a fight which is permissible today against the Muslim rulers. I don't see that this is a fight that can be permissible. For two reasons, for one of two reasons. One, either they are Muslims, they do not they do not commit something kufr, real kufr, clear kufr. Or maybe they are ignorant that this is kufr, as the Khalifa at the time of Imam Ahmad. He did not know, that's why Imam Ahmad did not want to say that he's kafir, although Imam Ahmad torched till death. And Ibn Taymiyyah torched until he died in the jail. But they did not say that they are kuffar, because they see that these rulers were misguided by some deviant scholars. Wallahu a'lam. طيب question. السلام عليكم شيخ, may Allah reward you. I mean, is the Protestant and Jebkitan Isha and boycotting against the rulers from Kharuj, how are you going to boycott the ruler? I don't know how, but anyway, the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the hadith, in Sahih Muslim, that the good rulers of you is the ones that you invoke for them of good, and they invoke for you of good. And those who you love them for the sake of Allah, and they love you for the sake of Allah. Yeah. And Ali ibn Abi Talib said, when the Khawarij came to him and said, why you are not like Abu Bakr and Umar? He said, because Abu Bakr and Umar people were me and the like of me. But my people is you and the like of you. So that's why if you think I'm bad, it is because you are bad. Naam? And Ibn Taymiyyah said, كَمَا تَكُونِ وَلَّ عَلَيْكُمْ, as you are, Allah Ta'ala makes you rulers as you are. if you see the river is bad, then look around the whole people in that country, the whole Muslims in that country. Naam. Assalamu alaikum. I hear Anwar al-Awlaqi's name mentioned with Osama. Can you elaborate, jazakallah khair? Elaborate in what? Osama, Anwar al-Awlaqi is a student of Osama bin Laden by thoughts, meaning he got his thoughts. Anwar al-Awlaqi and Osama bin Laden, these people, Osama bin Laden, Aymar al-Zawahiri, Anwar al-Awlaqi, Abu Mus'ab al-Zarqawi, etc., etc., these people did not study with nobody. They have no scholars. And they might have studied the Quran recitation, some topics, and attended some lectures, but not the proper students of knowledge. They did not study with nobody. Nobody recommended them as students of knowledge. None. So that's why they are not qualified to be in this position. And if they have studied knowledge, believe me, they are not going to be in this position. Because look to what they did to the Ummah. They brought the Ummah down instead of raising it up. Naam? And they themselves are hidden somewhere in the world. And it is not the way of the Mujahideen. Khalid Walid, Amr ibn As, Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas, Abu Ubaid ibn Jarrah. Then used to hide and let youngsters go and bump here and there. Nah, this wasn't like that. Khalid Walid was always at the front, and he cried when he died on his bed. He cried because he did not like it. He said, I wish to be killed in the battle, fighting. But Allah Ta'ala, for a wisdom of His Subhanahu wa Ta'ala, made him to die on his bed. Wallahu A'lam. And here we end up the session of the questions. And take only 5 minutes break. Only 5 minutes break, and then we come back to the third topic of today. Wallahu a'lam wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah. Alhamdulillah wa salatu wa salamu ala rasulillah. Amma ba'd, nawasil insha'Allah ta'ala. We continue, inshallah ta'ala, with what we have prepared today, inshallah. We still have another 15 minutes. We may extend it for some more minutes, inshallah. But definitely, I'm not going to take the fourth topic, which is the Aqeedah and Manhaj, and which is good. We'll delay to the next week, inshallah, when we talk about other issues of Manhaj, or other topics of Manhaj, and of how to implement the Aqeedah in our lives. We already saw now a number of topics. الآن معنا العقيدة والأمر المعروف والنهي عن المنكر. هذا صمام أمان, صمام أمان في بقاء الأمة على يعني جانب السلامة. The issue of أمر معروف والنهي عن المنكر is يعني a safety valve for this ummah to be on the safe side. نعم, كما قال الله عز وجل في سورة آل عمران في الآية 110, as well Allah Ta'ala said as in سورة آل عمران آية 110, كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله. قال عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه, والذي نفسي بيده لا يكون آخرها حتى يكون أولها. لا يكون آخرها يعني الإيمان وتؤمنون بالله حتى يكون أولها وهو تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر. الله تعالى says in this ayah of سورة آل عمران ayah 110, you the true believers
you the Muslims are the best of people ever raised up for mankind. You enjoin al-ma'roof and forbid al-munkar, and you believe in Allah, and you believe in Allah, and have the people of the scripture, the Jews and Christians, believed, it would have been better for them. Among them are some who have faith, but some of them are al-fasiqeen, al-fasiqoon, meaning the disbelievers. Umar ibn Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, by the one whom my soul is in his hand, the end of it would never be given to you, would never exist until the beginning of it exists. Meaning the belief is not going to exist amongst you in reality as a complete and perfect, but until the beginning of it exists, meaning to enjoin the good and to forbid the evil. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر هو كما يقول أمير المؤمنين عمر بن عبد العزيز الركن السادس من أركان الإسلام. الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر as Amir al-Mu'mineen Umar ibn Abdul Aziz say that it is the sixth pillar of Islam. ولذلك لعن الله اليهود والنصارى على تركهم الأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر كما في الآية 78 من سورة المائدة. And that's why Allah Ta'ala cursed the Yahud, the Jews and Christians, because they did not used to enjoin the good of Prophet, the evil, as in the ayah number 78 of Surah Al-Ma'idah. قال تعالى لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل على لسان داود وعيسى بن مريم ذلك بما عصوا وكانوا يعتدون كانوا لا يتناعون عن منكر فعلوه لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. يا الله تعالى السيد those amongst you, those amongst the children of Israel, meaning Yaqub, Jacob alayhi salam, who disbelieve, were cursed by the tongue of Dawood, David, and Isa, Jesus, son of Mary, son of Maryam. That was because they disobeyed Allah and their messengers, and were ever transgressing beyond bounds. And then Allah Ta'ala said, they used not to forbid one another from the al-munkar, the wrong, evil doing, sins, polytheism, disbelief, riba, gambling, wine, fornicating, everything bad which they committed. Vile indeed was that they used to do.
يقول ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى في تفسير هذه الآية: لعن الذين كفروا من بني إسرائيل. ابن كثير رحمه الله تعالى says about this ayah, ayah 78, those amongst the children of Israel were cursed. قال يخبر تعالى أنه لعن الكافرين من بني إسرائيل من دهر طويل فيما أنزلوا على نبيه. He said that Allah Ta'ala is telling us that He cursed the disbelievers amongst the children of Israel, the Jews and Christians, from long ago. Why? Because of what they used to do. كانوا لا يتناهون عن منكر فعلوه. Allah Ta'ala, Ibn Kathir said that Allah Ta'ala said that they used not to forbear one another from the munkar that they used to do. قال أي كان لا ينهى أحد منهم أحدا عن ارتكاب المآثم والمحارم ثم ذمهم على ذلك ليحذر أن يرتكب مثل هذا الذي ارتكبوه فقال لبئس ما كانوا يفعلون. Ibn Kathir said that Allah Ta'ala is warning the this ummah not to do what the Yahud and Nasara done, and that's why he said لَبِئْسَ مَا كَانُوا يَفْعَلُونَ. Vile indeed was that they used to do, so that this ummah stay away from that and do not do it. فالأمر بالمعروف والنهي عن المنكر هو سفينة النجاة, كما جاء في الحديث عند البخاري عن نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما, and enjoining the good and forbidding the evil is the ark of safety or survive, the ark of survive, the boat of survive, as in the hadith reported by Bukhari on the third of نعمان بن بشير رضي الله عنهما, that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم said مثل القائم في حدود الله والواقع فيها كمثل قوم استهموا على سفينة. The example of the one who is exceeding the boundaries of Allah and the one who is guarding it not to be exceeded is the example of people who have hired a boat, and some of them get the lower deck, and some got the higher deck, or some got the bottom and some got the deck. So قال استهموا فصار بعضهم أعلى وبعضهم أسفل وكان الذين